at Verona Hills Golf and Country Club. It's a charity fundraiser to purchase new medical equipment, renovate areas within the hospital, and offer services close to home to serve your medical and health needs. The McLaurin Thumb Region Foundation is seeking players, as well as hole and event sponsors, and donations for door prizes and raffle items. The $100 per player fee includes golf fees, a golf cart, special gifts, lunch, dinner, and the awards reception with more prizes. Dinner guests are welcome for $25. Please come and support the McLaurin Thumb Region Foundation 26th Annual Linda Rowland Memorial Golf Scramble Fundraiser, Wednesday, September 12th, with registration at 9 a.m. and a shotgun start at 10 a.m. at Verona Hills Golf and Country Club. For more information, call 989-269-1507. McLaurin Thumb Region, doing what's best.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network. You're listening to the two-hour preseason special of The Strong Side, our first episode of Season 5 of The Strong Side. Hard to believe we've come this far to the first show that Dave was late for, and I felt like Rush Limbaugh in a studio by myself just discussing high school football with no really opinions whatsoever. That's why I leave Dave up for, and here we are. We've now with a full media roundtable around us.
Yeah, I never fail to live that one down. Unfortunately, my real job comes first. No offense.
Yeah, so
no, I do still feel
that,
but it does bring back some good laughs, so I'll tell you that.
The pay is a little higher, per se, than the $45 you make per game.
Oh, you mean doing this?
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yes. All right. So, well, that's actually for broadcast. You don't get paid for today. All right. Well, let's take a look.
Now you tell me.
Let's take a look at the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers as this segment being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, scoring wherever you are with online banking and mobile app designed just for you. That's Thumb Bank and Trust, locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, two locations in Bay City, as well as Bad Axe. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, second year for Coach Steve Verberg, coming off of a stellar year at 10-2 overall. Lost the first week and the final week, just Hudson, just by one really play. And then lost to eventual state champion of Pawamo, Westphalia. I had the pleasure of talking with Coach Steve Verberg this past Sunday at practice, and here's what he had to say about the upcoming season.
We want to build off of our scrimmage that we had the other day, and the good and the bad, and identify those areas where we need to improve on, and then get ready for a really tough opponent this week. One of the best in the state. That's our whole focus right now, is just getting ready for Hudson. I think it's important that, you know, anytime you graduate some really talented players like we did a year ago, you have to recreate your identity, and whatever that's going to be is dependent on your kids. So that's the process that we're at right now, is recreating our identity, figuring out where our strengths are and where our weaknesses are, and just improving each week. There's some other things that we'll throw in there that we've been working on all summer, and I think that's going to help us with our personnel that we do have. So we'll see how that goes. But it's all execution-based. So it doesn't matter. You can have all the greatest ideas in the world. If you can't execute it, you can't run it. So that's where we're at right now. We need to identify where our strengths are. Defensively, we'll look very similar. Actually, we have some really nice pieces that are back this year defensively. So I think it's going to be we should be pretty stout defensively this year. You got to take it a week at a time. That's the key. Like right now, we're not talking about anybody else. Everything's just focused on beating Hudson. I think if you look ahead, you get yourself in trouble. So that's our focus right now, is just beating Hudson. Coach Luma down there does a great job. He has for years. They're very tough physical kids. We've already watched their scrimmage stuff, and not much different than they were a year ago. They're going to come right after us, and that's what we expect. And you know, but we're looking forward to the challenge, because it is. It's going to be a great game. As a varsity team, I think you look in the mirror yourself, and that can be your biggest obstacle. We have the pieces to do well, and then it comes down to the executing our assignment, and the only person that is control that is yourself. So as long as we are able to realize that, we're going to be all right.
If you were looking for anything very close to the chest of Steve Verberg,
you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
No, he's keeping that close to the chest, and understandably. I mean, he's got perhaps one of the best teams in the area here with the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and they've got a big game coming up tomorrow against Hudson.
Lakers was on the thoughts of every coach in the Greater Thumb West that I talked
to this
definitely.
Year.
every single coach has pegged them as the favorite, and rightfully so. And I think Coach Berberg knows that, and that's why he's saying, "Hey, we're just focusing on Hudson right now because we know we got a tough schedule. Everybody's going to bring their best for us, but I think Lakers has a very, very good chance to at least repeat the success that they did last year. And what makes me most excited is they're playing Hudson on Thursday. And guess what? That means Mike and I get extra football this week. Before we go into Friday, Mike and I are both going over there tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Very, very excited about this. But before we get into the team itself, I don't think you can understate how much Coach Berberg meant to this team. This was a complete change in philosophy and discipline. This, from one year to the next, and they were good in 2016. We saw them 7-3, but they kind of fell apart towards the end. And when we saw this team last year, completely disciplined, not getting stupid penalties, just doing all the right things. And I think that's what Coach Berberg, his biggest influence on the program last year was turning it around, getting them just disciplined in all aspects of the game. And that showed on the field.
I think he's just dreaming.
No, you're absolutely right there, because for a long time there, we were having triple digits of penalties for Lakers, and they were failing down the way, and that's completely gone. And now we saw that last year, running up against Pauamo Westphalia, and for a long time there in that game, because it was just frozen tundra out there, and they were giving them all they could. And I think I kind of expect some of the same this year.
I do. I'm very curious to see how they replace some of the big names. Brandon Wisner, of course, comes to the top of your mind. Jake Kretschmer, if you watched any of these teams, these games last year, these two guys were the lightning and thunder of this team. They were all over the place. Both sides of the ball, they were very important. The one thing I highly disagree with what you said, Paul, I think they got a piece of cake schedule. You got Hudson, you got Cass City, and you got 7 wins. I don't know if there's anybody on there that's going to push this team at all. Maybe Harbor Beach on the road, maybe at the end of the year. But I think they walk through this schedule after Hudson. They have one speed bump in Kansas City. I have no problem.
They're just focusing on Hudson.
He's only got one game to worry about, and Hudson is a big game for them. But it's a statement game. It's going to essentially, if they stand up to Hudson and beat them in any way, shape, or form, this team is going to put that bullseye even bigger on their back outside of just the thumb area. So that's why it's very important to Coach Berberg to come out and look the part already. But I think their schedule should be quite easy for them, a great chance to develop some younger kids, and really give some of these guys who are filling in for the Kretschmers, the Brady Smiths, the Cody Brunells, the chance to really develop in time for playoffs to make a good run.
Yeah, I am so excited for that Hudson game tomorrow. It's going to be a huge test for Lakers. We don't really know a whole lot about Lakers because of their losses, so it'll be interesting to see how they play. Obviously, the 4 All-State losses this year, that's going to be tough, especially Brennan Wisner at quarterback, 4-year starter. But talking to Coach Berberg, he made no bones about it. Bryce Sears is the guy at quarterback. Preston Warren, he's kind of a Kenton Bowerman type player, kind of little bit of everything. And then one player that really stood out to me going to practice is Blake Smithers. He's going to be huge along that offensive line.
Well, he is huge.
Yeah, me and Paul were talking in the office. I honestly didn't believe he was a sophomore, but he's going to be great. I kind of agree with Dave. That schedule, it lines up pretty nicely for Lakers. I think the Harbor Beach game will be a little bit tricky. But yeah, after Hudson, Reese, Bad Axe, and then you got Cass City. That's always the big one, Lakers, Cass City.
I look at this, the Hudson game last year. Lakers didn't win it, but we found out a lot about how good Lakers was. This isn't a game that you necessarily have to win, but if they win it, I will look out. They're going to run the table, no doubt about it. And if they don't win it, but it's close, they probably kind of duplicate what they did last year and then go into that week 9 showdown with Harbor Beach.
But the fact they were in it till the end, just down a score, already opened our eyes last year right away.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Is Hudson down or is Lakers really this
good? And Hudson was not down.
Didn't take long to figure it out. Hudson is a great team. They always are. Lakers was a very, very good team. So I'm so curious to see how that game goes tomorrow.
I'm glad that this was the home and home, that it wasn't a one-off, that Hudson's coming up here, repaying the favor to Lakers for going down there, and it's going to be a good start for both teams. I think just great for Lakers. A lot of excitement. The Laker fans, the Laker fan base, they should be very excited about their team. I think they can expect similar success to what they did last year and maybe even beyond, but you never know how our districts are all going to line up.
So in case you weren't paying attention, their first game is tomorrow